This is the son of PC JJ.
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favorite song.
Welcome, listeners. I am Neil Hendrickser, and this is Yesterday's Tomorrow's Today, where I invite you to sit back and relax as I walk down memory lane to look briefly at some of the headline-grabbing news and listen to some of the popular chart-topping sounds from the not-too-distant past in Yesterday's Tomorrow's Today. Today we look at the year 1994. Yesterday once more. 1994 ushers in a new era for the liberated South Africa. Genocide turns Rwanda into a living hell. The IRA declares a ceasefire in Northern Ireland. Fading King of Pop Michael Jackson marries the King of Rock and Roll's daughter. Brazilian Formula One driver Ayrton Senna dies in a crash, while the Brazilian football team win the FIFA World Cup for a record fourth time.
Sometimes alone in the evening, I look outside my window at the shadows in the night. I hear the sound of distant crying, the darkness multiplying, and weary hearts denied.
Just as one to silence the confusion. Then the pain
Vicky Sampson's popular rendition of My African Dream. International headlines. On the 27th of April, from then on known as Freedom Day, the first ever fully democratic elections in the country took place in South Africa, ushering in a new era of freedom, with the African National Congress, led by Nelson Mandela, gaining just under a two-thirds majority in the new National Assembly, also taking 6 of the 9 regional parliaments, sharing the honours in the Northern Cape, with the Western Cape going to the Nationalist Party and KwaZulu-Natal to the Inkatha Freedom Party. Although the run-up to the elections was marred by bombings and acts of sabotage, like when ultra-right-wing groups allegedly killed 21 people and injured hundreds more, and when ANC snipers fired on a massive Zulu procession in Johannesburg, killing at least 18, the election unfolded astonishingly peacefully. With no incidents on voting day, millions of citizens waiting patiently in long lines to exercise long-denied rights. On May the 10th, Nelson Mandela was sworn in as the first black president of a free and democratic South Africa at Pretoria's Union Buildings. Amongst joyful celebrations, Mandela praised National Party leader F.W. de Klerk for abandoning apartheid and told a large group of foreign dignitaries, "Let there be peace for all," and that the time for healing had arrived. Staying in Africa, also in April, more than 100,000 Tutsis and Hutus were slaughtered during 2 weeks of mindless violence following the death in a plane crash of the president. Also murdered were Roman Catholic priests and nuns, aid workers and members of the United Nations peacekeeping force. Before the year was over, an estimated 700,000 more people lost their lives in what became Africa's worst ever killing fields. Moving to Europe, after 25 years of violence, the Irish Republican Army declared an end to all its military operations on the 31st of August, an announcement greeted with joy by Northern Irish nationalists. On the 28th of September, only 140 of the over 1,000 passengers aboard the car ferry Estonia survived after it had capsized in the icy waters of the Baltic Sea. And on the 5th of February, 68 people were killed in a mortar attack on a Sarajevo marketplace, while in the Middle East on the 19th of October, 21 people died from a suicide bombing in Tel Aviv. Looking now at America, on the 19th of September, US troops again found themselves in Haiti to restore legal government, when a last-minute promise of cooperation from the 3-year-long ruler of the tiny island, General Raul Cedras, who agreed to surrender power to the new democratically elected president, Jean-Bertrand Aristide. On the 17th of January, the pre-dawn peace of Los Angeles, California, was shattered when a massive earthquake hit in the San Fernando Valley, killing over 30 people, destroying buildings, and bringing down part of an elevated highway, and broken water mains causing flooding with torn ripped cables starting fires. The Chinese, meanwhile, were planning the world's largest hydroelectric dam, the Three Gorges Dam, with Premier Li Ping making the announcement on December the 14th, becoming the biggest project undertaken by China since the building of the Great Wall. The controversial plan would submerge more than 100 towns, forcing 1.2 million residents to resettle. Prominent international deaths in 1994 included ex-US President Nixon and the widow of ex-US President John F. Kennedy, Jackie Onassis, who after Kennedy's assassination in 1963 had married Greek tycoon Aristotle Onassis. Her strength, charm, and impeccable fashion sense had endeared her to the American public as one of the finest first ladies ever. South Africa lost lawyer Izzy Maisels and veteran ANC trade union and community leader Oscar Mpeta.
Smile, but in your eyes, your soul shows.
Mariah Carey, who had a big hit in 1994 with the Harry Nilsson song, Without You. Arts and entertainment. 1994 saw the marriage of weird superstar Michael Jackson to Lisa Marie Presley, daughter of rock and roll legend, the King himself, Elvis Presley. Jackson had been investigated earlier in the year over the sexual abuse of a minor. At the wedding ceremony, instead of answering, "I do," at the appropriate time, Jackson had responded with the words, "Why not?" Top movies of the year included Pulp Fiction starring John Travolta, Forrest Gump with Tom Hanks, Speed featuring Sandra Bullock, and the Disney animated film The Lion King. International best-selling book of the year was The Celestine Prophecy by James Redfield. Especially popular with university students, expatriate South African Dave Matthews Group released the Dave Matthews Band album on the 27th of September, which went on to be certified platinum 4 times. Their concerts, which were rarely advertised, attracted sellout crowds, making them one of the most successful rock acts of the 90s. In the entertainment industry, 1994 included actress Jessica Tandy, actor Burt Lancaster, and grunge musician, leader of the band Nirvana, Kurt Cobain, by his own hand in April. From their breakthrough album Nevermind, here's their first big hit, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yeah.
1994. Queen Elizabeth II and French President François Mitterrand officially opened the Channel Tunnel on the 6th of May, connecting Britain and Europe. Known as the Channel, the 31-mile-long tunnel with 23 miles underwater took more than 8 years to build, allowing passengers a smooth 20-minute trip between France and England. Unveiled in France on the 24th of June was the world's biggest aircraft, the Beluga. On the 22nd of April, Norwegian explorer Borge Aasland became the first person to make a solo trip to the North Pole, following this feat the next year with the world's first solo trip to the other end of the globe, the South Pole. Also new in 1994 was the United Nations Tribunal for War Crimes, established in The Hague in the Netherlands. The first women priests were ordained into the Church of England, and the phrase road rage entered the English language. In a year, and indeed a decade, dominated by re-releases, covers and remixes, the artist calling himself at the time Prince had a hit with this cover of The Most Beautiful Girl in the World. Sport. Brazilian racing driver Ayrton Senna died in a crash during the Italian Grand Prix on the 1st of May. His Williams car crashed into a concrete wall at a speed of 240 kilometers an hour, with the cause of the crash being uncertain. Senna had generally been regarded as the finest racing driver of his day, winning 41 Grand Prix races. In the FIFA Football World Cup, held for the first time in the USA, Brazil beat Italy in the final after a penalty shootout to decide the winners, the match having ended in a goalless draw. Both Italy and Brazil, along with the old West Germany, had previously won the World Cup on three occasions, the Brazilian victory again putting them clearly at the top of the football world with four tournament triumphs. Looking briefly at boxing, stylish junior featherweight Vuyani Bungu won the IBF world title, beating American Kennedy McKinney, while heavyweight preacher George Foreman made a comeback to the ring at the age of 47 to win the world title again, 20 years after losing it to Muhammad Ali. In rugby, the first South African player of colour since Errol Tobias 14 years previously, wing Chester Williams, scored a hat-trick of tries for the Springboks against Wales in Cardiff, while in cricket, West Indian Brian Lara set a world record when he scored 375 runs in a test match against England, and shortly after the test series, scored 501 runs for Warwickshire in a county game against Durham. Two world-famous South African sporting personalities died in 1994, cricketer Hugh Tyfield and rugby supremo, universally known as Mr. Rugby, Dr. Danny Craven. One of the year's biggest hits was this redo of a Troggs classic song from the 60s by Wet Wet Wet, Love Is All Around.
I feel it in my toe. Love is all around me, and so the feeling grows. It's written on the wind, it's everywhere I go. Come on and let it show.
My love, you can't deny.
On the 12th of March, Marmaduke Wetherill's supposed photograph of Scotland's Loch Ness Monster, long considered proof of the Nessie's existence, was proven a fake. And on the 31st of August, world chess champion Garry Kasparov was defeated by a computer.
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio.
Thank you for joining me for the last few minutes as I recall just some of the news headlines and some of the popular songs from the year 1994. Join me, Neil Hendrikse, again next week when we'll travel a bit further ahead in time to the year 1995 in yesterday's tomorrow's
today.
Yesterday's Tomorrow's Today was produced by Neil Hendrikse and recorded at JRS Productions in Cape Town, South Africa.